transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
We heard so many names. I chose not to read them in English. Please forgive me. It's actually easier in Greek to read all the names because they're actually Hebrew names. And the Greek alphabet is much easier to pronounce all of the different sounds of the Hebrew language than the English alphabet. So forgive me for not reading all of those names. But I will read just a few, because it's important for us to get into the rhythm of this morning's story. The Gospel of Matthew begins the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brother. Judah begot Perez and Zareah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Aminadab, etc., etc. And then the gospel continues. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David into the captivity of Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon to the Christ are 14 generations. And the Gospel of Matthew continues, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Why is it so important for us to hear all of these names year after year after year in the church? Because it reminds us of history. Because God, my brothers and sisters, thousands of years ago made a promise to His people that He was going to save us. From the moment Adam and Eve disobeyed Him in the garden, He promised to save us. And the entire Old Testament is a story of how God keeps His promises. Anything that God says, He will do. And we see it from the very beginning in the book of Genesis. He tells Eve, if you eat this, you're going to die. If God says it, He's going to do it. And so for centuries after centuries, thousands of years, God had promised to His people, I'm going to send you a Savior. And finally, as if all of a sudden, Christ appears and He is born. And the Jews finally get to greet the one whom they have been waiting for. And so the Gospel of Matthew, which of course is written to the Jewish Christians, begins reminding them of everything they've been waiting for. And he says that the birth of Christ took place to fulfill the word that God had given. The New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And Christ is the thing that bridges the two. And tonight when we celebrate Christmas, when we sing the words, today Christ is born, we're going to be remembering that God fulfills His promises. And as the church calls Christmas the Queen of Feasts, Pascha we call the Feast of Feasts. Ιερτήτων ερτών του Πάσχα. Αλλά Χριστούγεννα είναι Βασίλισσα των ερτών. The Queen of Feasts, because without Christmas, we would not have Pascha. And so because God has made us a promise, the church today, the Sunday before Christmas, the church reminds us of His promise. And he's made us another promise. He's going to come back for us. And we have been waiting. Some of us longer than others. But the church has been waiting for 2,000 plus years. And it might be that some people would get weary of waiting. Come on now, God. You've promised us maybe he's never going to come. This is what some people might be thinking. But this morning's gospel reminds us, even if we have to wait 1,000 more years, if God says it, he's going to do it. We can trust the word of God, my brothers and sisters. We can trust him because he's our Father and we are his children. These names are not just random names out of history. This is our family history that we are reading. We could, if we wanted to, we could continue at the end of this list, listing all of the patriarchs that have gone before us in Constantinople that leave us today with His All Holiness Patriarch Bartholomew as our current patriarch. As a descendant, if you will, of Abraham, the first patriarch. Because we have a long family history. Because we are not strangers. We are family. Brothers and sisters in Christ. I mentioned last week in the second liturgy, I mentioned last week that we have God as our Father and we have the church as our mother. And we are brothers and sisters. And so we listen to this list as our family history. And I know tonight and tomorrow as we gather around the Christmas table, we're going to share stories of family. We're going to tell stories of Yaya and Papu and Theo who have gone before. And the history of what makes our great cathedral beautiful and wonderful and blessed in Tarpon Springs. Not just to remind us of stories, though, but to confirm that God will fulfill his promise to us. So go home and get some rest today. And come back tonight or tomorrow morning for the liturgy of Christmas to celebrate God fulfilling his promise. God sending us a Savior so that even though we struggle, and we all struggle, even though we have pain, we all have pain. I have been so blessed to be part of so many of your families in difficult times. We know that tonight we're celebrating the comfort of God, the coming of the Promised One. And so we can be reassured yet one more year that God will come and rescue us from death. I pray that Christmas for all of us is blessed, for our community, for your families, for our family, and that we can always remember that God has come to save us. And as the angel told Moses, his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us, Methimono Theos. And truly he is with us every moment of every day, walking with us, protecting us, and guiding us. Kalakristuyana, have a blessed Christmas tonight and tomorrow and every day. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.